Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiteley. Guys that love the game of golf, talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah!
Yeah, I should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on, because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy a beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber patent hollow metal core creates significant rifle spin while reducing side spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore. Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is BULLZI sports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk.
What exactly are we talking about?
Politics.
Sports.
Education.
We'll tell you any you want to hear.
We talk, you listen.
Biggs Golf Talk.
Well, here you all are, waiting to hear my broadcast. How very nice of you.
Biggs Golf Talk.
America is talking.
Talking and talking and
yakety yak!
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all about talk!
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Do you know who this is?
Biggs Golf Talk.
Comes highly recommended. You're gonna feel better if you talk to him.
That's the fact, Jack!
Now we'll talk.
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bullseye Sports. Grab fashion by the horns. Grant Rods, photo ball marker. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. UFO Tour Golf, Ready Putt. Encore Golf, be more with Encore. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on the social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Golf Bald, Instagram. Look for us in iTunes. You can subscribe to us in iTunes. You can also find us in the Google Play Music Store. Our website is www.biggsgolftalk.com, BIGGSgolftalk.com. Good morning, everybody. I'm Big John Vick. He, on the other side, the golf father, Bill Quabus, and this is Biggs Golf Talk. I hope everybody's having a wonderful, wonderful week. Billy, how's been your week, my friend?
It's been long, but good. I'm enjoying my week. The weather's been good, a little hot, but, you know, at least we get to play have golf. I'm looking forward to golfing today and on this wonderful weekend.
Happy Easter to you, my friend. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you and your family as well.
As a matter of fact, to kick off the weekend, yesterday I watched a video from In His Grip Golf, and it was episode number one, looking back on 20 years and how In His Grip Golf got started. Very inspirational. Scott Lehman doing a great job and really inspirational for the Lord, and it was just a great way to start off this weekend, Billy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I checked it out as well. We were lucky enough to have him on the show a while back. And, you know, we sort of knew that, you know, what was coming with his In His Grip TV. So we're going to have to get back him back on the show sooner or later for, you know, what's going on, how it was in the filming process. Because he had just started basically when we talked to him.
Yeah.
So now we got more TV episodes coming. And, you know, it's on YouTube. So for all our followers out there, go check him out on YouTube. And I mean, it was great. I love the video, and I'm looking forward to episode two already.
I am too. And you want to check out the website as well, because great website he has going on. InHisGripGolf.com, mm-hmm. I believe it is, or InHisGrip.com, but I believe it's InHisGripGolf.com. And it's just a great website. And like you said, I'm looking forward to episode number two. That first episode was very emotional. Kind of went back, and he opened up about his life, about his marriage, and how his marriage was about to collapse. You know, and it was just an amazing story. And boy, oh boy, he's just a common man, and common men make mistakes. And then, you know, found the Lord and making those mistakes right. You know, and through the Lord, and you know, just a very inspirational story. And I encourage you to go check it out. And he even talks about his spiritual father that was in the episode as well. A great man. Mm-hmm. And I see that the guy is also a left-handed golfer. So, I got to like the guy. It's on the right side of the ball, Billy.
Yeah, forget about everything else. He's left-handed golfer. Yeah, let's go for it that way.
So, happy Easter to you, and happy Easter to everybody out there. If you're out there going to be playing some golf, which we're hoping to do, I'm hoping to do with Spider. Tomorrow, it's supposed to be like 70 degrees and hopefully sunny. One weather forecast is sunny, one weather forecast is storms, so we'll have to wait and see. But hopefully in the morning, he and I, before he heads over to his sister's house, we'll get a round of golfing. I got my first nine holes in, Billy. Got my first nine holes. Woo-hoo! A little sloppy. It was a little sloppy. Me and Spider went golfing at Edgewater. Yep. Went golfing at Edgewater Golf Club. And I'll tell you what. I walked the whole nine holes without an issue. Love my Skechers shoes.
Awesome. I mean, yeah, we had them on the show, and I heard a lot of good things, but I'm glad you're enjoying them. I'm glad you're walking without pain, because you're going to need them come July if we have to walk without a cart.
Oh, man. That would be brutal.
Woo!
That would be brutal.
That would be totally brutal. We're lucky. You know, I won't jump the gun, but yeah, a lot of good things coming in July for us, and hopefully we'll have carts.
As a matter of fact, we have started up a new Facebook page called Nonstop for Freedom. And this is to benefit the Folds of Honor Indiana chapter that Billy and I will be golfing nonstop on a certain date of July 30th. We are yet to find a golf course. We're waiting to hear back from a golf course that Mike Daggett is working with and the time. So we're still, and we don't want to give details until we have both of those so we can forward that information. But we still want you to go like the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/nonstopforfreedom. And four is F-O-R-E. Very big thank you to Herb McNally, who created the logo and artwork for that Facebook page. McNally 22 Designs, Illustration, Photography of Golf. If you ever need some graphic artist work done, Herb McNally is the man to go to. Special thank you to Herb McNally for that. Billy, your thoughts on the artwork?
I like it. It looks really smooth and cool and very, very American.
Absolutely.
America meets golf. You can't go wrong with that. You know, I'm hoping for it to be a big event for us.
Before I get to the news segment, I want to send out another thank you out to Michael Smith out there in Maine. My son is fundraising for his football team. He's also on the golf team. But It seems like every time I turn around, there's a fundraiser going on with one of the sports at the high school. And a special thank you to everybody that supports all these fundraisers, because I know I ask a lot from people with the fundraising with his school and stuff like that. But Michael Smith, all the way from Maine, decided to buy 20 bags of mulch to be donated to a veteran or a senior citizen, and the only requirement is he wants pictures. I think we're going to be able to accompany that for him. And he donated $50 to the football team. So special thank you to Michael Smith for that. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in July as well, Michael. And thank you, thank you, thank you is all I got to say.
Very generous of you, Mike. Way to go, buddy.
Absolutely. All right, it's time for our golf news, and our golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. Enter promo code BIGG, get 10% off your knickers today. GolfKnickers.com is the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in their full line of men's plus fours, or golf knickers as we know it. To complement the knickers, our company has a full line of matching socks, caps, shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customer. Their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers like myself and Bill the Golf Father Cuevas, and other golfers around the world. They are committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played, and that is in golf knickers. 10% off your knickers today by entering promo code BIGG at golfknickers.com. And the first news story is a big congratulations to Sergio Garcia on his first Masters win, and he is now a Masters champion, Billy. And your thoughts on one Sergio Garcia? You know what? It's very hard to choose from Justin Rose and Sergio Garcia, both quality champions to me, and both deserving to be a Masters champion.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. What can you say? I mean, it was phenomenal. They were in the same pairing. I mean, the sportsmanship behind it, they were encouraging each other. And I think he said it great when he says, you know what, I wanted him to play his best golf and beat him and not have him lose it, you know, just for falling apart. And you have to admire that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
He was right there patting him on the back. Come on, you got this. And he wanted to beat him at his best. And I think he beat him at his best. So there wasn't like, oh, I hit a bad shot. I did this. He beat him at his best. Both of them played exceptionally well, and it was a fight to the very end. And he sort of went into an extra hole. And I mean, they both were tremendous. I loved it. I loved seeing the camaraderie between the two of them. It was just amazing.
I'll tell you what, the Masters tournament not disappointing once again. Seems like every year there's a storyline. Every single year there's some excitement. Every single year there's a well-deserving champion. Certainly in 2017, the Masters Tournament did not disappoint again.
No, not at all. It was phenomenal.
Our next news story, golf courses has surprisingly simple solutions to golf distance problems. They make the golf courses longer, or they do something else. The subject of how far pro golfers drive the ball is never far from golf's public discourse. Questions over exactly how much longer the ball is traveling remain, but there's a growing acceptance that the issue isn't going away. And to counterbalance the trend, many golf courses have been stretched longer and longer in an attempt to neutralize players' booming drives. Others opt to grow out the rough to punish any hint of misstep. Often, golf courses choose both methods. Some older golf courses choose neither and are usually left behind as a result. Well, Harbortown Golf Links, the site of this week's RBC Heritage, employs none of these strategies at 7,101 yards. It's one of the shortest courses on tour, but what it does do, it puts trees in the way.
Yes.
You know, and Billy, I like that because now you're challenging a shot, right? You're not challenging the straight shot into the green. You're challenging the skillful shot around, right? You're challenging the cut.
Yes.
You're challenging the fade. You're challenging a draw. You're challenging a punch shot. I like the idea of making it more difficult with obstacles in a way. Not like I'm not talking about like a putt-putt golf course. I'm talking about trees. No. I'm talking about bunkers. I'm talking about being more strategic, adding more fairway bunkers, you know, where, okay, if you hit it through the fairway, you're in trouble.
And you know what? What's sad though, and you know, living here in Florida and getting to play a lot of different courses and stuff. A lot of the courses when I first started playing golf, you know, 9-10 years ago, there was a lot more sand bunkers, a lot more trees that were in the way. I mean, I played in courses where they actually have trees right in the middle of the fairway, literally in the middle of the fairway. And they've taken away those challenges. I don't know if it's because of cost of maintaining those bunkers. You know, in the middle of the fairway, you would find one. If you went too long, they would put creeks, you know, the water overflows.
Right.
They would have those. So, yeah, you know, you're playing a par five and you want to hit that 250, but if you don't clear it at 260, 270, you end up in the water because they make these drainage things that run through the fairway. So you might hit the middle of the fairway, but you might end up in the drink anyway. So it makes you actually play golf instead of just going there and clobbering.
Yep.
And I think it's different when you play golf as it's just opposed to going to hit a golf ball. You know what I mean? And I think that's what they need with those trees and the bunkers. You make it more challenging, like you said.
And you know what? And you know who's really good at that? You know who's really good at getting out of that trouble spots? Phil Mickelson. Shaping shots at everything. That guy is a shape shot artist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
He is the master, man. He's incredible watching him pull off some of the stuff.
And you know who I love to see under those two conditions as an amateur? Justice Bex, who boasts all the time hitting those 300-yard drives that he says he hits. I don't know if they're true or not. I've never golfed with him. So, you know, it's to me, it's, you know, that big fish that's on the line. But I heard he hits a good tee shot. But I like to see his game from after the tee shot to the green. That's where I want to see his game.
Well, not for nothing, because
absolutely not for nothing.
I've been lucky where you know I've gone to visit, you know, other places and stuff and played in different conditions. You know, I was part of Play Famously, you know, and stuff like that.
Right.
And I don't, you know, I was always trying to figure out how people in Denver, for example, were talking about. Oh, I hit the ball 300 yards. I hit the ball this. I hit 300 plus. I hit this. I'm like, why are these guys hitting it so great over there? And then all of a sudden they come to Florida and you play with them. and they're getting 235.
Right.
And I'm like, what the hell? I thought maybe that they were like kind of just blowing up the spot. But then I had I was lucky enough to go out to Colorado and play golf. And I didn't have my clubs. It was a last-minute thing, and I used somebody else's clubs who was actually playing terrible with his clubs. And I was like, okay, whatever. I go, and I'm using this guy's clubs, and I am blasting the ball. And I'm watching. I hit a drive over there that was almost 300 yards. And I'm like,
it's the air.
I don't hit the ball like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so high up. The air is so different up there. The ball travels differently. The ball bounces forever over there because the ground is like, I guess it's rock. Let's say it's rock.
Yeah,
I mean, it was incredible. And I'm like, hold on a second. I might want to move to Denver if it wasn't for all the snow that they had and the lack of a season.
Right.
But you take that condition and you level it out. Yeah, man, it's insane how, you know, now I understand. It matters where you're at, you know, what type of elevation you're at, with the conditions you're playing in, because Florida is a totally different animal.
But in all fairness, I love Justice Bex. He's a big supporter of this show.
We all love Justice.
But you know what? I'm calling him out. I want to see his game after his tee shot. I want to see, you know, one thing he boasts about is the tee shot, but I never see his scores. So
yes.
I never see whether he shoots in the 80s, the 90s. Where's the score? You could hit. Hey, listen. If I hit 400 yards, but I'm still scoring 85, what does that 400 yard tee shot do for me?
Absolutely nothing. So what you're basically saying, Big, is you're gonna do to Justice what John Daly is doing to The Rock.
That's right.
You calling him out on his drive and saying, well, I want to see this. Let me see the scorecard. I want to see a hole from your drive to your finish. And you, that, then you'll be able to judge the right way, correct?
That's right. That's what I'm doing.
All right. But there, Justice has it. We're going to have to call him out. We'll see what he does. And, he likes to post his videos. We all see his videos.
We all see the tee shots. We all see the tee shots, right?
We all see his tee shots. Always. But you know what? We're going to have to tell him, you know what? Put the snake away. Because he loves to hiss a lot.
Oh, he loves that Justice, snake. Hiss a lot, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Justice, put that snake away. Big John Vic has issued the challenge for you. He wants to see your drive, and he wants to see your finish. Let's see what you got, brother.
There you go. Tee to green, baby. That's what I want to see. What's your game from tee to green? We know what you can do on a tee. We know it. But what's the final score, and what is – how many putts do you have? What's your short game like? That's what I want to know. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That does it for your golf news. Your golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. Enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your knickers today. Today on the show, Jane Spicer from Daphne's Headcovers. She is the CEO. She's going to be joining us. Your Golf Life Report and Biggs Product of the Week here all on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. We'll be right back with Jane Spicer from Daphne's Headcovers.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit ReadyPutt.com. That is ReadyPutt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Dots is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Dots can personalize it for you. Golf Dots conforms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Dots is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis, so to order your Golf Dots, visit www.golfdots, that's GolfDotz.com. Golf Dots is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Dots is www.golfdots.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's BIGGJON15, you get a discount for your Golf Dots. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Dots.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full Gamut Radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. Big John Vic, Bill, the Golf Father, Cuevas here, teeing up on 6, 7, 8, 9. And Billy, what a great weekend it is for golf. Oh, finally here in the Midwest, getting some golf in. Got some golf in with my son the other day, and it was just so much fun. Anytime you get to golf with your loved one, it's always a good time, no matter how you do on the course.
Yeah, I usually golf with everybody, and I love them at that particular three-hour time slot, and then it's over.
Yeah,
I don't love anybody after that.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, Billy, you and I, again, we were out at the PGA Merchandise Show, met some terrific people, but there's nobody like Daphne's Headcovers, and Daphne's Headcovers is most famous for Frank. And we had on social media, you actually tweeted out, and we shared on social media about Frank returning, and Tiger Woods says, keep your hands off Frank. Don't touch Frank. And, well, Frank is from Daphne's Head Covers, and we have the CEO from Daphne's Head Covers, Jane Spicer, on with us. And Jane, welcome in to Biggs Golf Talk.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, I got to tell you, Frank is one of a kind, isn't he? Everybody loves that head cover, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do. And we've had so much fun with him over the years.
Jane, tell us, what made you do a head cover company?
It's all an accident, really. The whole thing is I started when I was at 10. I asked my mom, Daphne, the company's namesake, for a sailboat. And she said, you need to think of a business and earn it yourself. So with her help, I started making stuffed toys and selling them to neighbors. And I bought a little sailboat as a 10-year-old. And that morphed to puppets. And then one day a customer said, why don't you make these into golf club covers? And again, my mom, being amazing, lied to me and said, if you make enough golf club covers, I'll buy you a car. So I was almost 16, and so I made them and went out and gave some really bad sales pitches, and it stuck, and it worked, and I got the car, and I've been doing it ever since. And now we're, Daphne's Head Covers is in 75 countries.
75 countries and on the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour. People in the pros love your head covers. As I said earlier, the most famous one is Frank, the Tiger head cover via Tiger Woods. But you have some great, great head covers that the pros have actually used, especially the one I love, the David Faraday one. Talk about the David Faraday one.
Oh, that was just so much fun. The Faraday Group came to us and said, hey, we'd like you to make a head cover, and we wanted to say some of Faraday's lines. And we, you know, David is such a dynamic person, and so as we would create them, he would change things, like a sideburn or different things. And so I sent it to him, and it would be last week's haircut. And he'd say, no, Jane, it's not this way. I said, David, I can't create a head cover based on this week's sideburn or last week's sideburn. They were delight to work with. They're all sold through David's website and at his comedy shows. He did the actual recordings. And so they're, of course, because it's David Faraday, they're extremely funny. And, you know, you just press the head cover and it comes out with cheeky comments. And it's just been a great hit. And they were really lovely and, of course, you know, really fun to work with.
So, you know, Biggs, you know, I've ended up meeting Jane a couple years back, you know, at the PGA show. One of the things that drew me to her is that she does a lot of stuff with charity organizations as well, like Gabriel's Angels. And I ended up meeting Shannon Grissom because of her, too, because of the Sock Monkeys. So, you know, in addition to the pros that we have, she has some major... I mean, you have Lydia Cole that was with a Sock Monkey out there for a while. So you see these things and they benefit a lot of people. So it's not just the fact that, you know, she's selling these, you know, a lot of the stuff that she does. You know, one of the biggest ones I love the most is the Gabriel's Angels, that she's made head covers for those kind of things to support worthy causes. So maybe she might want to talk about those. I don't know if there's any new ones that she's doing this year or ones that she'd like to mention.
Oh, thank you very much for that, and Billy, I really appreciate it. Our core value is we must do good while we're doing well. So all our different charity products are really projects are, you know, what I call heart projects, and we do work closely with Gabriel's Angels. They use a therapy dog to help abused and at-risk kids develop core values and heal. And so we created a Weimaraner after their founding dog, Gabriel, and a portion of the proceeds goes to them, and then which has just been wonderful. We've been able to help this beautiful agency that's founded in Arizona and helps 14,000 abused and at-risk kids a year. But the newest project that I'm doing is with my dear friend, Dottie Pepper. And Dottie and I are crazy about animals and just love them. And so I created a rescue dog. And this is just, you know, your everyday lovable, fabulous mutt. And a portion of the proceeds goes to the ASPCA to prevent animal cruelty. So we just launched that this year, and Dottie's been amazing spreading the word, and plus she's just a delight to work with.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Just another, yeah, she really is awesome. And just another way to do good, you know, adapt head covers while we're doing well.
You know, Dottie Pepper is just an amazing lady all on its own. What she does for the game of golf by trying to grow the game and doing the charitable things that she does, and she does many of them, just not the ASPCA, but she does many different things. She's just an amazing woman for the and great ambassador for the females for golf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she is, absolutely, and she is. She says I'm biased because she is a dear friend, but I think she's just such a superb commentator.
Yes, she is.
For people that whether you know golf or you don't, she has a way of relating to make everybody understand and see. And because she's been out there and she's done it, she's had the struggles, there's a level of compassion and empathy wrapped in intelligence that makes Dottie Pepper really exceptional.
Yeah. I got one other thing. Biggs, we had a guest in the past that ended up winning the World Long Drive events, and he was on the show afterwards, Maurice. And I know that you make his dragon head covers. He uses yours. I've seen him, you know, give them away to the kids and stuff like that. You want to touch a little bit on him?
Oh, I love Maurice Allen. In fact, Bill, I think you know that the in-basket in my office is never filled with normal things like paper. Mm-hmm. Right now, my in-basket happens to be filled with Maurice's latest version of the dragon that he carries for us. And I won't tell you anything about it until he releases it, but it's super cool. And he couldn't be a nicer person. He's a delight to work with. Again, a great ambassador for golf. And he carries dragons on all his drivers, and all of them are named Mushu. And, you know, here's this big, masculine, power hitter, nice gentleman with these crazy dragons. And he's just such a good ambassador for golf and for Daphne's head covers. And he's just an all-around nice guy. I always look forward to spending time with him.
I agree.
Another famous head cover that you have put out there is a head cover, a likeness of one Bubba Watson. How fun was that?
That was a lot of fun. And I, Bubba was very involved with the design. And we had prototypes all over the office. We had Bubba's with hairy chest, without hairy chest, with a smile showing crazy hair.
Hairy chest Bubba.
Yeah, I mean, everything, all the way through until we settled on something that he really loved. So those are the conversations that we have at Daft Center. You know, where does Bubba's mole go? Does he need a bigger smile? Should the dragon have pink ears? You know, what does a rescue dog look like? They're not the typical, when we sit around the boardroom, our conversations are based on design and fun and vibrancy.
Wow, that is incredible. And I'm sure, I mean, I know on your website you have a Hall of Fame for both PGA and LPGA players that does use Daphne's head covers. And the list is just endless. And you've got to, for one thing, your mom had to have been proud of the fact that what you accomplished.
Yeah, you know, I know that she was really proud, and it's such a catalyst for me to continue building our legacy and doing things, because she gave me an amazing foundation. You know, when do you get a mom, a mentor, all those different things wrapped into one package? So I think that she would be delighted to see our company global, and that Daphne's head covers has more than 200 touring pros carrying them, and that we're in the top properties in the world. So, yeah, I think she's looking down and going, hey, you know what, you're doing okay, Jane.
I would say a little bit better than okay, but that's just my opinion. I think she's giving you a fist pump right now.
So, oh, I love the thought of that. I'm going to keep that vision in my mind all day. Thank you.
Now, you have new selections for 2017. One of them is the rescue dog, but you have others. Want to talk about those?
Oh, sure. Yeah, this was a design years come and go as far as what's prolific and what works, and this year I'm really thrilled. We have the rescue dog. We have a very soft birdie that was really well received. I was at the LPGA Founders Cup a couple weeks ago, brought one to show the girls, and ended up putting dozens on the bag. They were thrilled. We also have the Smurf movie was just released, so we have Papa Smurf and Smurfette and a regular Smurf.
Those were some of my favorite at the show. When I saw
are
those.
They really are just sweet, and it's so interesting to see who follows Smurf. And, you know, I have so many people who were just so excited. And then, you know, Daphne's head covers is in Arizona, and so we did, and we've got Roadrunners running all over the course. Mm-hmm. So we did a Roadrunner design that's just gorgeous. And you know, if you've seen them, they're striking birds, and it's really kind of cool to have them on your bag.
Oh yeah, BB.
Exactly. Every time I see them, and I see them every day. I look at them, and I have to be beep.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Constantly working on new designs, so those there's always new things coming out. But with our biggest releases being at the PGA merchandise show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now you obviously do custom and corporate stuff. Now I know the LPGA and PGA, you work closely with them and work with some of the golfers and do the things for customization for them. What about the amateur or everyday golfer? Can they also get a custom head cover for themselves, and how long would it take?
First of all, we love the average everyday golfer because they built Daphne's head covers. They did, and so I have to say that at the beginning to soft the blow that no, we don't do original custom. For one, we just can't because of materials and things. And we do a lot of custom work. So, we've done Caterpillar loaders for the Caterpillar company, John Deere tractors, coffee bean bags, anything that you can imagine. Imagine for a corporate logo, we do the Pacific Life breaching whale. We do tons of things like that. And those are a lot of fun, and they're exclusive to whatever company that we do. So they have their own, their own logo, and it's just such a great thing to do. Because if you think on the golf course, what do you always see? You see the head cover. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
So it's exciting and a great way to showcase any corporation's logos. Yeah. And we've done everything from outhouses to Purple Lobsters and everything in between.
We're talking with CEO of Daphne's Head Covers, Jane Spicer. Jane, like, you don't have enough on your plate already, but you decide you're going to venture into blogging. Tell us why and how and where can people find it?
Oh, well, thank you very much. You can find my blog on Daphne's website, which is daphnesheadcovers.com, or on Facebook if you follow us. The suggestion actually came about when I was at Bay Hill a couple of years ago, and I was very fortunate enough to spend time with Mr. Palmer and some of the people that were behind his Kingdom Cup magazine. And the person who was doing the magazine said, you need to write. Your story is different, and entrepreneurs need to hear what you're doing. And I thought about it for 2 years, because, as you said, I have one or two other things going on. And writing is something that's always just soothed me. And I take some classes at ASU here, Arizona State University, with entrepreneurs. I thought, maybe it's time to just start talking about the story. And if I can't inspire an entrepreneur to have a dream and to move forward and to take their idea into the market, then I think I probably should. So I just introduced my first blog a couple weeks ago, and I will be doing them every 2 weeks for a bit. And they'll be combined a little bit with our story, which is crazy. And, I've got 38 years of stories with all kinds of golfers and things, along with some of the business lessons that I've learned. And I hope that they'll be short and they'll be light and they'll be entertaining. And I hope it's something that people will enjoy.
Jane, can you tease the listeners on what your first blog is about?
My first blog really is about how I got started. How do you... how did I start building a company? Animal head covers didn't exist. So how does a 16-year-old girl create a product that didn't exist and turn it into a global company?
There you
go.
There you go. And finally, how can people get their very own Daphne head cover?
Well, please first go to your favorite golf shop and ask for Daphne's. We should be in all the different shops. And just look for the label. On a side note, each Daphne's has a tag on it on the outside with a signature, and that's my mom's actual signature. And when she passed, I wanted to honor her in the best possible way. And so the year that she passed, I put her signature on every head cover, and they've been there ever since. So look for the Daphne's label, or go to your favorite shop. You can also find them online. Just type in Daphne's head covers and come to our website, because that's where things are changing all the time. The newest designs, customs, if we're doing fun things with the pros, which we always are, just come and comment and let us know how we can make it better.
Awesome.
I have a couple favorites. One of them is the St. Bernard. The other two are also animals. So I do have a couple favorites. St. Bernard being, because obviously I have a St. Bernard named Savior, and he's just a pain in the butt, but he's just, I love him to death. You know, 210 pounds. He's just a big, big dog. So, but listen, folks, Daphne's head covers, golf club head covers for fun-loving golfers. And Billy and I like to consider our fun-loving golfers. Don't you think, Billy?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep. And once again, just do a search for Daphne's head covers, and you can find out more information about her blog and all the stuff that she has, where to buy, and questions and contact information at daphnesheadcovers.com. That's D-A-P-H-N-E-S headcovers.com. Jane Spicer, CEO of Daphne's Head Covers, thank you so much for joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk.
Oh, thank you very, very much for having me. It was a fabulous way to start my day. I really appreciate it.
We're going to make the turn here on Biggs Golf Talk, and when we come back, your Golf Life Report, and then Billy and I will be back with your Biggs Product of the Week right after this on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Early to rise, went through the pregame routine. It drives for more than just show. Yelled four to warn for balls unseen and approached with a long way to go. Time to make the turn. First half is done.
The Spider Divot Tool's revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider Tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGG Golf Talk to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net.
A golf ball that performs for you. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. The Caliber patent hollow metal core creates significant rifle spin while reducing sight spin, allowing the ball to travel along a straighter trajectory. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Elixir. Be sure to check out their combo packages and sign up for the loyalty program. Gift cards are also available. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full Gamut Radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
It's time for your Golf Life Report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life Report.
This is the Golf Life Report. I'm Travis Harper. Golf Life recently had the chance to check out the Swing Caddy 2 launch monitor from Voice Caddy. We headed out to a driving range in sunny California to show it to several amateur golfers. Let's hear what they had to say about this golf product.
We're going to try out a great new product here for you on Golf Life today. This is called the Swing Caddy 2. It's from Voice Caddy. Now, what this product does is you set it up behind your golf ball, and it's a launch monitor. It's going to capture all your information. It gives you your distances. It's got a nifty little remote that you can switch between your golf clubs, and it talks to you, tells you your distances. It's very easy to use. We're going to set it up with four golfers out here today and see what they think about it right now on Golf Life.
Golf technology. It's getting pretty amazing, isn't it?
all the information and numbers. To be honest, I don't even know half the numbers that they're talking about out there. But the important one here, the voice caddy gives, is the yardage of each of your clubs.
I've been searching for something similar to this when I was just using it on the range. It seemed very accurate with the yardages. And, you know, most of us golfers, when we toe it or we hit it wrong, we can feel that, right? We know it's not going to go out of distance. Well, it was right on.
I'm going to use it 100% for distance control. I really like how I can vary the type of shot I'm playing with one club and then exactly see how far I've hit that.
You know, we always talk about other products and stuff like that and just, you know, what your numbers are, swing speed, spin rate, ball speed. So to have something that's, you know, something you could just put right in your bag, take it out, put it down, get your numbers.
173 yards.
You could sit out here and know you did a bad swing or a miss hit, you a little heel, little toe, and you go, oh, it only went 140. So if I'm on a nervous shot and it's 140 to clear the bunker, okay, 7-iron's good for me.
173 yards, swing speed 92, ball speed 117, smash factor 1.26.
That type of confidence has never been really had before.
What I really liked, it was very simple to use. Just a couple buttons right here on the side to be able to switch through if you don't happen to have the remote. And then the remote makes it, you know, brainless, to be honest with you. You stand right behind it, right next to it. You don't really ever have to move.
For this thing to be with me in the back of my pocket across the whole world as I play golf, it's invaluable.
And no one has the time. Everyone's busy. So for me to be able to go find someone that has, you know, the bigger product and stuff like that, to where I got to go pay him to be able to tell me the numbers, now I got it. You know, it's convenient. So can't beat that.
And it's one of those things where I can see getting so used to it, where I get to the course and I don't have it, now I'm disappointed because I can't check my yardages for the day.
It is right on the money. It's very accurate. If you come in with the right expectations, you're going to get exactly what you want out of it.
Get it out there to the people, because this is really special stuff. Whatever you got to do to get it out to people, because people need to know about this. This is a game improvement piece of technology that has never been accessible for amateurs. Thank you so much. You guys nailed it.
If you want to learn more about the Swing Caddy 2, head over to myswingcaddy.com and check it out. Be sure to head over to golflife.com to see more product reviews from Golf Life. You can also follow us at facebook.com/golflife or on Twitter at Golf Life. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report, brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports stations. So check your local listings on your cable networks for availability, or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this. Grab fashion by the horns and look good with Bullseye Sports. Pride, excellence, uniqueness, fulfillment. Bullseye Sports is a unique golf apparel that has style, design detail, and color combinations blend seamlessly with high-performance fabric choices. Along with a custom-made apparel line, they have designed an accessory line to complement their brand. Be sure to check out the USA Patriot Polo along with other great designs. There is something for you. Looking for a custom polo? Working with UFO Tour Golf, they can take your brand to another level. Be the bull and wear Bullseye Sports. Visit www.bullseyesports.net. That is B-U-L-L-Z-I sports.net. Unique, durable, wearable, and multifunctional. Creativity has no limits. Bullseye Sports is the official apparel line of Biggs Golf Talk.
In the folded flag, we see the heavy price of freedom. Nearly 9 out of 10 dependents of America's fallen and disabled soldiers do not qualify for federal scholarship assistance. The Folds of Honor closes that gap, already providing over 10,000 scholarships. Join us in this noble mission. Donate today at foldsofhonor.org. This is your call to duty.
You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network as we tee it up on 16, 17, and 18. And boy, oh boy, I can look at my GPS on my phone and just watch it, because it is time for Biggs Product of the Week.
This is Big's Product of the Week. Each week, Big John and the Golf Father select a golf product to feature. Here is Big John Vick and Bill, the Golf Father Cuevas, with this week's Product of the Week.
As we're back here with Bill, the Golf Father Cuevas, the Big's Product of the Week, and my Product of the Week, Billy, is Frogger Golf and the new Phone Latchet Universal Smartphone Cradle System. Fast, secure, easy access. And I will say this. I have an iPhone 7 Plus. Now, I have to take the phone out of my case for it to fit in there, but it fits perfectly in this cradle by Frogger Golf. And let me tell you a little bit about Frogger Golf. Frogger Golf is a fiercely independent brand committed to satisfying golfer needs by offering smart, innovative, better designed accessories that make the game more enjoyable. From an innovative club brush that keeps clubs clean like no other brush on the market, to the flat-out best towel in golf that helps you perform in any kind of weather, they strive to make a better product no matter what they do. And they have bags, they have cart covers, tees, tools, training aids, towels, and the brand new latchet system. And Billy, I walked 9 holes with my son with this on my bag, and I'll tell you, my bag did a lot of shaking and the phone never came off and out of the latchet system. This thing is the real deal.
Yeah, you talk about shaking, put it on the golf cart, brother.
Yeah, shake. Oh yeah,
but it doesn't fall off. I mean, it, like you said, it fits the 7 Plus, which is, it's like a computer.
Right.
You know, it's big. That bad boy is big. It's just a little bit smaller than an iPad, and it fits in there and holds it. And what's neat, you know, people might think, oh, it's going to shake and fall off. It really doesn't fall off. It's not based on magnetics or anything else like that, you know, for, you know, just, you know, sticking on the thing. It latches on, and you got to pull it out, straight out. You can't tilt it up, down. It comes right out on 90-degree angle. It comes out on. So it's perfect. You know, I like it on the golf carts, the ones that you drive. You like it on the walk carts. You can't go wrong with it. It attaches.
It attaches to anything. I had a little attachment on my bag. You know, they had that little latchet that you could attach to your bag. Yeah. But you also could use the Velcro thing on your walking cart as well. And like you said, you could have it right there at eye level in the golf cart. It's right at eye level, strapped in, and it's not going to come out. The latchet system securely attaches your smartphone with the catch latch technology. Magnets in the cradle and receiver attract and self-align to connect to the magnet. Pull cradle straight out to disconnect. The phone cradle works with Frogger golf bags, and bag latchet is sold separately with the latchet system to attach to your golf bag. Install is really simple. Now, on the back of it, here's the con of this product. The con, it does not fit iPhone 4, Galaxy S4, or the Note 7. So if you have those phones, which is bigger, well, iPhone 4 is a lot smaller than my iPhone 7, but the Galaxy S4 and the Note 7 is a lot bigger than my phone, and my phone fits in there perfectly. I mean, there's no room for it to move out on the iPhone 7 Plus, so it does fit the iPhone 7, the newest iPhone out there, and other phones out there. So, Billy, I just love this thing.
I'm just trying to figure out how big those phones are, because that iPhone 7 Plus is huge.
Yeah.
So I don't know how big those other phones are.
I think the Galaxy and the Note is wider, not as far, not taller, but I think they're wider.
Ah, mm-hmm. Okay. Because it's hard to believe that a phone won't fit in there, because it's a pretty big cradle. You know.
Yep. Absolutely.
About any. So yeah, it's a big cradle. So I was kind of shocked, because I remember when we put it in yours originally at the show, and it fit. So that's why I was like, it's got to be pretty big, you know, not to fit. So, oh, well, at least we're lucky.
To find out more information about this and other products from Frogger Golf, leap ahead. FroggerGolf.com is their website, or give them a call, 1-800-718-FROG. 718-FROG, 800 is the area code. Billy, what is your product of the week?
I'm going to go with Bolle.
Bolle, 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 Bolle.
Yes, exactly. I'm going with them. They expanded their collection this year for golf for 2017. So they actually have like 12 different models this year. And, you know, one of the new ones is the Flash that they have. They got a whole bunch of different colors on them and stuff. So I was lucky enough, I got a pair of them, and they're the shiny black, and they're the V3s. So with the V3, they got these new golf lenses that they have. It's a V3 golf lens. They're made from Tribex. It's an advanced material, far superior to carbonate. It's a material used for, you know, for sports sunglass lenses. You know, but these things are really, really clear. The clarity is incredible, super lightweight, and the strength, thank goodness I haven't had any problem, you know, with strength-wise. I haven't dropped them or anything else like that. They come in a really neat case that attaches to my golf bag, if that's why I want to keep it. They're phenomenal lenses so far. I'm enjoying using them. You could really see it's good. It's sort of like, you know, watching TV in HD. You know the differences between the things, and the lenses that, you know, these golf companies are coming out with now are incredible. And you don't realize how important it is, you know, when you need that clarity to read the green, or, you know, you're looking at a particular spot, you know, that you want to hit, you know, your drive or, you know, you're searching for that pin. These glasses help you. I haven't had any problems or issues, you know, with the sun and the glare or anything like that. And they're almost like wraparounds. So, and the price is incredible. They start at $109.
Oh, that's
so
cheap.
So, depending on your stuff. Oh, yeah. For this kind of quality,
yeah,
they're really, really good. You know, I've been using them for the last couple of weeks. And I'm actually, you know, when I go golfing later on today, I'm going to be using them again. So, I mean, they're really stylish. And one of the big things that I've always liked about Bole is that their golf models, you know, besides everything else, they're big supporters of the Folds of Honor. And they actually have a pair of golf glasses that are limited edition Folds of Honor glasses. And every pair that they sell from those, it gets a donation to the Folds of Honor Foundation. So you already know how we feel about the Folds of Honor. So any company that supports the Folds, you know, is a friend of mine.
Absolutely. I agree. Billy, how can people find out more information about Bole sunglasses?
If they want to find out more information, they can go directly to Bole, Bolle.com. And you'll see they'll ask you, of course, if you want North America or whatever, because, of course, they're global. And they'll take you to the golf section. They have badminton. They have tennis. They have cycling. They have everything. And this year, the styles, like I said, they got 12 of them just for golf.
There you go.
Really, really neat. Really, really stylish this year.
All right. Well, that does it for Biggs Golf Talk. And, Billy, happy Easter to you and your family, my friend, and God bless.
Happy Easter to you. Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Passover, whatever you celebrate. I hope it's a great weekend.
All right, everybody. Golf courses are open nationwide. Midwest golf courses just opened this past week. Get out and play some golf, everybody. We'll see you next week. That does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, ufotourgolf.com. Bullseye Sports. You want to talk about fashion and design? You must check them out. Brand new sponsor here on Biggs Golf Talk, bullseyesports.net. That's BULLZI, the letter I, sports.net. Ready putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports. Improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk. It's Saturday morning.